lead you to my blue heaven. You find a cozy place by your place, cozy room. Oh, little nest, that nest is where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We happy in my blue heaven.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Naked Football Show after an absence of a couple of weeks because we've been moving studios. I've had a new green room built and restocked, of course, much bigger than it was, and we've just finished digging the cellar to put in the beers. Most of that was a lie. All of that was a lie, to be honest. Anyway, on with the show. My guest today is a season ticket holder. Mr. You can introduce yourself if you wish.
Season ticket holder Paul Lazarus.
Paul Lazarus. We're not going to make any jokes about rising from the dead because we do that every time he's on. He's been on before. How long have you been a season ticket holder, Paul? 138 years.
A long while, although I did give up during the McCartney era for all
did you?
Years, surprisingly.
A part timer, I see.
I come back a couple of years, mate.
Yeah. Oh, you have come back just before. And what was I going to say? Where do you sit?
I'm in the stand that's got no sponsor at the moment.
Oh, the Magnus.
Fairly close to halfway line up near the radio broadcast and all the press box.
All right. It's good view?
Excellent view.
Yeah. I bet. Blimey. Right. What have you made of the season so far? I think we have we got a few emails and tweets when I can find them. Our home form is like, I don't think I ever remember anything quite like this.
No, 1-9 out of 10.
Yeah, and 2 goals a game average.
It's just been wonderful, hasn't it?
Yeah. So,
I mean, it's been a bit of an emotional mosh pit sort of towards the end of these games, but other than that, I mean, we've been absolutely brilliant. Any season ticket holder, it's probably had their money's worth this year already. It's just been phenomenal.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think. I was going to say there's a tweet or an email about a question about that, but I'll ask you that when we get to it, indeed. So what's your thoughts on the season so far in general?
Oh, it's probably beyond everyone's, and including my own wildest expectations. I mean, you know, if we're somewhere near the playoffs, everyone would have been deliriously happy. Now, of course, everyone's expectations go a little bit higher. And you know, you're looking, well, can we make the top two, if not playoffs? I mean, we're 17 points ahead of the team that's in seventh place.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
If you'd been told that, you know, early in August, you would have thought, well, that's just being crazy.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
They just deserve so much credit, especially the manager, who's turned some ordinary players into good players and some good players into some very good players in a system that other teams are struggling to break down.
I agree. It's I thought at one point, because we had a lapse, and our lapse was just like a couple of draws, wasn't it? Really,
yeah.
Our lapse, but and a defeat, of course. But you did think, or I start to think, they're starting to suss us out now. Do you think that, or
possibly there's teams are thinking of other ways to combat us, if you like. You know, when we're in full flow, it still takes some stopping, I think. I mean, the front four seems to be scoring goals for fun. Morsi and Luongo, or Taylor, sort of doing well in midfield. I suppose the defence is the concern of everyone. But if you play like we play, I think that's always going to be a bit of a problem, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think a couple of weeks ago, when the last show was, seems ages ago now, people saying that Hurst isn't the centre forward we need, but I don't know what your opinion of him is.
I think he's doing a tremendous job.
I think he's the man that allows the others to score goals as much as he does.
I can't
as well.
Add anything much more to that. I mean, I think that, as McKenna has himself said, we don't expect you to score loads of goals. I mean, it'd be nice, obviously, but his job is to bring the others in. I mean, he holds the ball up so well. He's integral to the way they play. I think actually the loss of him or Morsi would be very detrimental to them, especially Hurst, because they've got no one. I mean, Freddie's tried that last year and did and was successful at it. I don't think he's doing it so well at the moment.
No.
And I think even the manager is probably aware of that. He's not getting the game time this season. Scarlett, he's probably brought in as a nine, but looks more of a ten. So I think Hurst is probably one of the most valuable players that they've got.
Yeah, no, I agree. He does split opinions, but I think...
I'm amazed. I
know. I don't think it's a 50-50 split, but there are some people that just think, well, you know, he's not scoring enough goals. Well, how many goals do you want? You know,
yeah.
And why do you think we're scoring
this
the goals?
This is a team that scored 30 goals at home.
Exactly.
You know, it's just in 10 games.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I do agree with what you said about Morsey and to a certain extent, Luongo as well. I think we saw with Taylor in midfield alongside Morsey against was it Preston? No, not Preston. Swansea. West Brom last week before. He just doesn't sit naturally in that midfield like Luongo and Morsey do. Do you think?
No, it'd be interesting in the next two games.
Luongo's missing
out for one of them, but I don't know whether Luongo would have played both games anyway, because two games in 3 days in that midfield, I think there's. I think Taylor would have probably played in one of them anyway, and obviously he will now play at Middlesbrough. So,
but it was interesting he brought Taylor on Saturday, and played him in front of the midfield, didn't he? And I think that's his better position.
And I think he was one of the few subs who actually did anything much on Saturday. I mean, go earlier in the season and certainly last season, the subs were coming on and making a big impact. The last two or three games, they haven't added to it at all. I don't think really.
No, I think it's because we're in the lead.
Yeah.
At half time, weren't we? And just looking to defend the lead, weren't we? But anyway, shall we look at emails? And you're looking at me quizzically.
Yeah, you go away.
No, you're just looking at me as if I said something
far
ridiculous.
Away, I mean.
These are, as per usual, as they came in. This is Tractor Boy Down Under. So it came in at. This is Ben, of course. He sent his at probably 3 o'clock in the morning, our time. Hi GB and Paul, love the show, thank you mate, when it's on. Nice dig. Do you think Ladapo could be on his way out in January? The lack of recent game time and Scarlett coming in ahead seems to suggest KM may have a replacement in mind. He finishes by saying, PS, it's 44 degrees here on Saturday, but that's still nowhere near as hot as that Wes Burns goal.
Hey.
So what do you think? It
depends if he signs someone. And if he signs people, he tends to sign them so that they will progress. So obviously the progression would be to the Premier League. So he'd obviously like someone who could play at that level. If he can get someone in, then maybe Ladapo will go. But that begs the question, with someone coming, would they want to be on the bench for 60 minutes until Hurst has run himself out?
Knackered, you can say.
Indeed. I think he probably is after someone, to be honest, and Freddie's not looked the answer recently anyway.
No.
Hopefully he'd get a striker or a nine. I think he needs at least one more defender, a central defender. But I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he's been planning for this since day one of the season or even before the season started, you know.
They
seem to be on the money so quickly, and it'll be someone who we've probably never even considered, a bit like the four who came in January this year, you know.
I don't know if you listen to Life's a Pitch, do you, or watch it on telly now?
I do, yeah.
I mean, I know it's Mark Ashton this week, isn't it?
Is it?
It'd be interesting to see what he has to say. He might fill us in a bit on, I doubt he'll give us any names, but he might give us the heads up as to what's likely to happen.
I'll say that the only question I've got is, would someone come and be happy to sit on the bench? Or if they don't, are you saying, though, they come in and replace Hurst? Because that's the other option. And as we said earlier, I think he's doing a fine job.
Unless he does gets another sort of Scarlet figure in that would, you know, a young kid.
Yeah, possibly.
Who would be happy to sit on the bench and get game time.
Yeah, I mean, he's hardly had a kick this season.
He hasn't, has he? But
I don't see him starting anytime soon either.
No. No. I think I'd like to see us get another midfielder in, only because I think
the sheer volume of games as well.
Yeah, Morsey and Luongo look so comfortable together, and I don't think there's another player in that squad that fit that bill. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you've got the Asian Games coming up, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, so we're going to lose.
He's going to miss most of January. And if you look at the fixtures, December and January are crunch times. There's some big games in both those months. Mm. You know, so, yeah, I mean, either Taylor steps in or he comes in and gets someone else.
Yeah, I think it's going to have to be another Amorsi or Luongo type, don't you? I mean, Taylor's not that type at all, I don't think. No, but
McKenna likes him, doesn't he? I mean, he was trying to get him last January.
I do like Taylor, but I don't think he's one of those that'll sit there and keep that midfield tight
possibly.
And compact.
Yeah,
you know,
possibly. I mean, the guy who hasn't had much of a look in this year is Cameron Humphreys, who's a good footballer.
Yeah.
But it might be a big ask for him, I think.
Yeah, is he aggressive enough to play that role? Yeah, that's the other thing, isn't it? But he is, I like Cameron Humphreys, good player. Chris Rand, this is Chris from he's our Cambridge stat man.
Okay.
Hello, Chris. Loving the show, chaps. Cheers, mate. The top two clubs at this point, after 19 games, have ended up as the two that got automatic promotion in 5 of the last 7 seasons, and they're never usually this far ahead of in third place either. So my question is, what could possibly go wrong? Well, you know me, Chris. Everything. What do you think, Paul?
Yeah, I'm pretty hopeful. I mean, obviously, as I said, the next 2 months will tell a tale. I mean, if Leeds away will be interesting. Leicester down here on Boxing Day. But whilst we're looking at them, they're obviously looking at us as well. You know,
okay,
Leeds beat us down here 4-3. It was a cracking game. And they're on a good run.
And they had a £14 trillion forward line as well.
They signed during that week.
Yeah.
They're a good side, but the expectation with them is huge, isn't it? Their fans expect them to win every week.
Yeah.
So it's not always easy to play with that sort of pressure, I wouldn't have thought.
No.
But yeah, I mean, 45 points after 19 games is just sort of stupid. What's that, 2.4 something a game? If you get 2 points a game from now on in, you'll go up.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah,
well, unless there's an amazing sort of run like there was in the First Division last year, you know, when you had those three teams almost on 100 points at the end.
Yeah, there is usually one team that does go on a run, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the worrying thing.
Yeah.
Unless it's us, but we got, I mean, who is around us that's dangerous? Southampton, obviously.
Yeah, Southampton, they're doing very well.
Dirty Leeds.
Yeah. West Brom were doing well, but that result against Leicester, you know, that's put them down to about, I don't know, about 10 points behind, aren't they? Something like that.
Yeah.
So it's still a big margin, you know.
Yeah.
And okay, 7 points. Yeah, I mean, you could lose 2 and draw 1, but the other team, other teams have still got to pick up points, you know.
And that lot up the road scored in the 6th minute of injury time, didn't they?
Do we worry about them? I don't think so.
You worry that Morsey will get himself suspended before that game, though, don't you?
I think Williams is just as easy.
Oh, well, Williams will get sent off in the first minute with a neck-eye tackle, won't he, or something ridiculous. Yeah, I fear the worst. Right, onwards and upwards. Dino Mitchell. Hello, Dino. Hi, GB and Paul. Back on the winning track. 2 great performances. We're scintillating at home and iffy away from home. Why is there such a big difference?
Possibly easier to make the play at home, I think, the way we're set up. I think away from home we're probably a bit more cautious. I don't know. I think if we play our game, other teams have got a lot to worry about, to be honest. Away from home you've got a harder job, I think, than crowds, etc.
But they did look completely off. I know West Brom, you could argue, as you should do, because it's very hard to look at both sides when you support anyone.
I thought West
Brom
looked physically stronger than us.
But I thought West Brom made us look a bit ordinary, didn't they?
Yeah. You're 46 games. You're not going to be on every game, are you?
No.
You know, they were really up for it, I thought.
No.
And they were organised. They were physically strong. Yeah, they deserved to beat us. End of, really.
True. And like you say, football is football, and I watched the Liverpool Luton Liverpool last night, and Liverpool were very lucky. They scored.
Arsenal,
was it Arsenal?
Yeah, Arsenal,
sorry, what am I talking about, sorry, Arsenal, they scored in the very last seconds of the game.
I mean, I don't know if you're going to mention the Burns goal. I'm sure someone will, but I was looking down, right, and
Ben mentioned it, didn't he, because he's nearly 44 degrees hot
in any other season. All right, yeah. You could have had the following goals, which would have probably won goal of the season. You've got obviously Burns Saturday, Chaplin against Hull, Broadhead against Cardiff, Chaplin against Preston, Taylor's two against Wolves and Swansea, Williams against Preston, Luongo against Blackburn, and Clark against Blackburn. Any of those would have been good contenders for the goal of the season, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And then Saturday you got the goal that broke the internet, basically. It was over 4 million views already on that.
And what you didn't see, even on the highlights, although there was, I saw one of the, someone must have shot it properly, but it was a 13-piece move that led to that goal as well.
There was eight passes, 21 touches in 31 seconds from Hanaki up to the time the ball went.
Yeah,
the
but there were, there was also about four passes before, no, six passes before it went back to Hanaki.
Okay.
So we'd had, but you know, I think there's only one thing on wherever it's shot, you know, wherever it's online, there's only one place you can see the whole of those passes.
I know the Athletic, that website there.
It could be on that.
They broke it all down, but from the time
from Hanaki,
So
it's a superb goal, and then that sweeping ball from Chaplin across the other side of the pitch,
and Davis gets an assist.
And Chaplin's thinking, "Oh God,
just amazing." But I mean, if that had been, I don't know, Manchester City or the Arsenal scored that, you'd never heard the last of it, would you?
I know. Onwards and upwards. Rob Anderson. Hello, Rob. Are we confident that the central midfield pairing of Morsey and Taylor with Luongo suspended will be strong enough away at Middlesbrough? I think you're pretty much talking about what we were just on about, aren't you? Or might McKenna play ball or change the formation to a three-man midfield? We could really use a positive away result or two before that game. That game, the Nodge game.
Yes.
Thanks, Rob.
I think you'll play Taylor. But ball's an option. But I was looking at Middlesbrough's form, and at home they've won 5, drawn 1 and lost 3. They've only scored 11 and they've had 7 against them, so you know, it's not exactly open season on goals there, so they keep it very tight. But I think if the town, and we, apart from West Brom, always seem to score, I'd give us more than a reasonable chance.
Maybe Taylor might be
away from home. They've scored 20 and conceded 22.
Blimey.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. You know, they're a bit like us, I suppose, in reverse.
Maybe Taylor will make me eat my words. Maybe we will play Taylor because he's more of a forward attacking player.
And obviously you've got the manager situation. They both know each other inside out.
Of course.
So that'll be interesting as well.
Yeah. Ball, do you think he might step in, or do you think he'll certainly be in the squad?
Oh, he'll be on the bench, I think. Yeah. He might play him, I don't know. But personally, I'd play Taylor, I think.
Yeah. Right.
But what does it say if you play ball when you go there?
That's true. Especially against a team that is, like you say, quite good defensively.
Yeah.
Paul Bradley. Where does the panel think McKenna will look to strengthen in January? Well, we've sort of started that one, haven't we?
I think up front, obviously, the central striker.
You think if Luongo goes, which might happen?
He might sign another midfielder as well, yeah. But I think he needs another defender, because Burgess will go, won't he, to the Asian game.
Yeah.
So you're left...
That's true, yeah.
You're left with a gap there. Okay, you've got... you've got Axel, but I think him and Wolfie both prefer to play right side, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, so I suppose the other one they've got Edmondson or Baggett to be left side. Yeah. So they might decide they need another central.
Would Baggett not be going to the games?
Probably will, won't he? Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, good call.
He's got like millions of followers.
Oh God,
hasn't he?
You watch anything about the town on YouTube or something, and it's got nothing to do with Baggett.
I know.
It's just loads of comment.
I'm hoping next time we all go to places like Thailand, they're all wearing Ipswich Town shirts. He was born in Thailand, wasn't he? I believe he's actually. What's his nationality? He's,
Indonesian.
But I think he was actually born in Thailand.
Yeah.
Padraig Mel, hello, mate, Podrick. Why, given the fact that we are amongst the top scorers in this division, but amongst the biggest leakers of goals amongst the top six, is all the talk about a new striker in January? Should a defender not be our priority? Keep up the good work. Cheers, mate. Yeah, I mean, that's what
I think
we sort
just
of
answered that.
Yeah,
didn't we?
Sort of. Yeah, I agree. I don't think a striker is our most important position. I think we need probably another sitting midfielder. We need, like you said, another defender. Maybe there, as Paul said earlier, I think probably get a striker in if we lose Luongo, which could happen because he's not getting game time, is he?
The annoying thing is he's looked really good in the last couple of games, hasn't he? He's come back to how he was.
Oh, did I say playing. Luongo? I meant up front striker that hasn't been playing recently.
Oh, Ladapo.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. They both end with an O. It's too complicated.
But Luongo's been really buzzing the last couple of games, hasn't he?
Luongo has, yeah. Sorry, I meant Ladapo. If Ladapo goes, I think we might get a striker in, but I don't think a striker is our number one priority. I agree with Podrick there. Yeah. Do you? Yeah. Is he digging a cellar? This is just about what I said earlier. You should have done that in the old building when we were on the ground floor. Ha! Thanks for that, Izzy. Because I was talking about digging a cellar earlier. This is from Slower Ball. Good evening, Jazzy. Good evening, Lazzy. That's you.
Hi there.
Burns goal against Cov. That was all right. Not a bad dig. Two tough away games in Borough and the Hornets. But these days we fear nobody, but big games heading into a tough festive period. Exciting, isn't it? Still work needed on throw-ins. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Mr. Slowerball and his problem with throw-ins. Solve that problem and we'll be in Europe, I reckon. That's what he'll tell you.
What, our defending against?
Our throw-ins. I got a feeling it's tongue-in-cheek, to be honest. Yeah. Sorry to see Mowbray and Vino get the boot at Sunderland. Yeah, absolutely. What's that all about?
I don't know. It's got to be interesting. Apparently they've got a 25-year-old chairman or something who's just decided that...
Oh, my Lord.
Or an owner that just decided that he doesn't like it. I mean, they were one game away from getting promoted last year, weren't they?
Yeah. Exactly. And they're not...
Luton in the playoff semi-final, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It's just I noticed a few Sunderland fans talking about a certain Mr. McKenna they want.
Yeah,
they can dream. It's funny. It tells you a lot about our team and our setup now that in the old days, if we had someone like McKenna, that someone came after him, bigger than us or bigger name, we'd all be panicking, wouldn't we? But now,
yeah, although there was a lot of interest for Robson over the years, wasn't there?
No, true, that was. Yeah, there was, yeah, that's true. And yeah, he wouldn't go unless it was England. Does the panel think that they'd be a good replacement for McGenna when he gets the Man United job? Love the show, keep smiling. God bless Cyril Lee. One for the Junior Blues there, Cyril Lee, yeah. Is he still alive?
Pass, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Thank you for that, Slower. So, are they going to be a replacement for McKenna when he goes to Man United? Surely he wouldn't go to Man United this early, despite their problems, would he? I know it would be
No,
big
I don't
pull.
Think so.
No.
I was a bit worried about how Spurs were going to do, because I could see him...
No, it's too early, though. Do you not?
Yeah, I don't mean now, I mean no. Eventually.
Oh, yeah, I think eventually, sadly, we're going to lose him, but... I think he's got a project here, hasn't he?
He's got, yeah. And he started it so well last season, and I think you'd love to see it through, and then take it from there. I mean, you just don't know, do you? I mean, the guy's got young families, settled in town, you know.
Absolutely.
He seems to get everything he wants from.
Well, he knows everything he needs. Everything we need.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we got for a change. You got two games to talk about this time. We've got two games coming up. Middlesbrough and Watford.
Yeah, not the easiest of fixtures. Not two that you'd choose, especially within 3 or 4 days of each other.
Yeah, both away games, a lot of journeying.
Yeah, and probably two totally different styles of football games. But I don't know. I'm maybe reasonably hopeful, I think. Would two draws be the end of the world?
Well, no, I suppose I'd be happy with two draws.
Or a draw and a win would be even better, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But
so you don't see the bubble bursting anytime soon?
I don't. No. And I mean, we started December well with that win on Saturday. You know, we recovered from the West Brom game well against Millwall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people moan, we all moan, football fans moan, about, you know, late goals against us and conceding and everything. But, you know, you're not going to get perfect, are you?
No.
Unfortunately, it's the real world. And as we said at the beginning, you know, if someone had said you 45 points after 90 games, you'd have bitten their hand off on you.
Okay, so you've gone for, what was you going to say? What are you going to say?
Cause we've got I'm going to say 4 points.
4 points from two games?
Yeah.
What, you think we're going to win one and draw one?
Yeah.
Blimey, Paul. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for all your emails and tweets. Till next week, take care. Bye. Tomorrow.